Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, past life regression. What happens to us when we die? Who were we before we lived? Two questions with possibly a very similar answer. Are we able to channel our past lives and grow from the information given to us? Today we discuss the paranormal, past lives, and how we can use the information we're given to improve our lives with certified hypnotist Amanda Schertzer.
Well, I'd say, you know, my parents are a little out there, and they've always been open to anything paranormal. Mm-hmm. I remember them saying that they used to test us for psychic ability when we were little. You know, those cards that have the different symbols on them.
Sure, like tarot cards? Or
no. What are those called?
Yeah.
They have like a circle or wavy lines.
Yes, like what they use at the beginning of Ghostbusters. You know, the wavy lines. Yes. Yep.
So they would test us by asking us, like, what's this card? And then we would guess.
And then they
said we were
you.
Actually... Oh, gosh. No, they were kind. Okay. They did not do that. They said we actually tested fairly high for that. So, you know, having parents that were always interested in that, of mm-hmm. course, you're going to be open to that. The earliest memory I have of anything paranormal, I think, was when I was about 3 or 4. I woke up one morning, and it was a beautiful day. I could tell the breeze was blowing. I guess my window was open. And so I stood up on my bed to peek out of the window, and I saw something move across the backyard that I didn't, you know, it wasn't a person. I didn't, it wasn't anything I'd ever seen. Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like a sheet. If it stood, you know, corner to corner upright, you know, vertically.
Okay.
And sort of undulated and moved like across the yard, only you could see through it. Like, it was white, but you could see through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm 3 or 4. I don't know what that is.
Sure.
So my brain, you know, said, I guess it's a sheet that has blown off someone's clothesline.
Sure.
And so I went in the kitchen and I told my mom, somebody's sheet, you know, came off their clothesline. Mm-hmm. And she just looked confused. And she was probably making breakfast or something. And she didn't know what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first memory I have of seeing anything weird. I did hear years later that in that particular house, my older brother had been sick once. He had pneumonia or something. He was running a high fever. But he asked my parents the next, you know, one morning after he was sick, who that old lady was that walked through his room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a door that you couldn't use anymore. It was blocked off. But
yeah.
He said that she had walked through it. And, of course, there wasn't a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody had, but they had heard that there was an old woman that lived there before that had died. So, so there are all kinds of experiences from my earliest memories.
Mm-hmm.
There have always been strange.
What made your parents curious about you guys having a psychic ability to even do a testing or try to gauge that? What was their tip off? Did you ever ask them that?
Well, I think they were interested since they were young.
Mm-hmm.
Both, you know, growing up in families where they went to church and, you know, did the normal things. Mm-hmm. But my father said that his mother was asked not to bring him back to Sunday school because he asked too many questions. So they were just very curious people, and they always wanted to know, you know, what else is there? What else?
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be something more to this, because
sure.
This doesn't make sense. What we're being told
mm-hmm.
doesn't make sense to us. We want to know more.
Yeah.
So they've always explored all of that. And they're very science oriented too. They're not just like checking out psychic things and ghost
sure.
things. They were very into technology mm-hmm. and, you know, space exploration. They were very into
yeah.
all that. So.
So you had that experience in your house with the sheet incident. And obviously that's little bit bizarre and would make you start questioning, well, what is going on here? I'm granted you're real little at the time. And then your brother has that. Did your parents ever have any experiences in the house growing up?
Not in that house, but my mother lived in a house once in Pennsylvania. They're mm-hmm. from Pennsylvania. And the house that she lived in growing up was on a path that the soldiers from Gettysburg took
mm-hmm.
after the battle, when they were all wounded and hurt.
Sure.
Whatever, and they went through that area. She never told me the stories from that house. And unfortunately, she's deceased.
Mm-hmm.
But my uncle, when I was an adult, I finally had a chance to ask him what happened in that house, because my mother would not tell me. She didn't want me to be scared.
Okay.
Sure. And he told me that his eyes got really big. And he said, he said the thing he remembered the most is he would come home from school and that my mom would drag him into her bedroom
mm-hmm.
and it would be, just be torn apart. Just clothes everywhere, drawers open, everything a mess. And he would say, "You better clean this up. Mom's going to get so mad at you. Why did you do this?" And she just shook her head and said, "I didn't do this. This keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it." So I don't know. From what he said, there was, and I think from what my dad said as well, there supposedly was an old woman in the house, haunting the house. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she was looking for.
So from a very young age, your mom also had experiences too. So this was when you guys came into the picture and everything. It wasn't something that was like a foreign concept, and it wasn't something like, no, this doesn't exist.
Right.
She knew it existed.
Yes.
Maybe not super comfortable talking about it, but it was part of the lexicon of what exists out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And now that I think about it, my dad had an experience too. Well, it was just normal for him growing up. The house that they had bought, the house that my dad grew up in, that my grandparents bought, had been owned by someone who committed suicide in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He hung himself in the attic of the house. Oddly enough, my grandfather told the story. He was very grateful to this man, because at the time this guy hung himself, my grandfather had scarlet fever
mm-hmm.
and he was in bed and the doctors didn't expect him to live. And he said he heard some people running down the street saying, there's this guy's name, Rudy Shutter.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy Shutter's just hung himself in the attic. So my grandfather, as sick as he was, got out of bed and went to the window to try to see if he could see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he credits that with saving his life. He got up.
Wow.
Got up and started moving around, and he got better from then. So they eventually bought the house. The house moved. They moved the house somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the house that my dad grew up in.
Wow.
And what I didn't like about the house was that when we visited, I had to stay in the room with the door to the attic. So
sure.
I never saw anything, but when we would eat in the kitchen, mm-hmm. they had a little table, and the back door was right beside the table where we would eat. And then they had a door to the basement where, of course, they used to fuel the furnace or something.
Okay.
I guess it was the old, really old, where you had to put coal in something.
Sure.
So we would be sitting there eating, mm-hmm. and the back door would come open. And without missing a beat, my grandfather, mid-chewing, would just stand up and say, "Come on in, Rudy." And he'd shut the door and he'd sit back down and just continue eating. And then a minute later, the door to the basement would open. And he would say, "Wipe your feet on the way back up."
So. It was just like, that's part of the family. It's, yeah, just completely welcoming him in there as if it yeah. was nothing odd about it.
Yeah. And all the kids at the table with their eyes like saucers.
Yeah. God. So your parents, you know, they were curious about psychic ability and things of that nature. What was your thoughts at that when you were younger, as far as having abilities and being sensitive and able to kind of pick up on some things that maybe everybody else doesn't, or not everybody, but a lot of people don't?
Yeah, I guess I was open to it, but I never took time to really investigate. I loved reading ghost stories. Mm-hmm. My grandmother had a huge box of, there's a Time Life series. I don't know if you've heard of it or remember it, but it was like a series of books. And it was like witchcraft and ghosts and telepathy. Like each
wow.
book had it. I would just pour through those. I loved mm-hmm. all that. And I've always been sort of, you know, my parents were very scientific minded.
Sure.
So I always try to look for something that makes sense mm-hmm. before I decide something's paranormal.
Yeah.
But some things, you know, you just don't know.
Sure. What do you consider? You consider yourself sensitive, empathic, psychic, anything of those natures?
I do, but in a way where it either takes me by surprise mm-hmm. or I have to concentrate really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I am a channel.
Sure.
But, you know, I studied hypnotherapy. Mm-hmm. I have a hypnotherapy certification. So sure. I learned the science of sort of getting in that state mm-hmm. where you're receptive. So that's what I have to do
sure.
in order to tap in. I can't just be at the grocery store and somebody says, "How's my grandfather?" And I'll be like, "Oh, he says he's fine."
And by the way, there's a sale on grapes in aisle 4.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, don't miss it. So prior to studying all that and getting a certification in that area, had you had experiences where you just, it was different. It was something where it obviously wasn't at the grocery store, but just in life, was there anything that you walked away from going that something just happened there that really kind of sparked that curiosity to dig as far as you have dug?
Yeah. I remember once when I was young and my parents, I must've been around 6. My parents were looking for a new house. We were going to move, and we were in Little Rock in the historic district mm-hmm. looking at the big old homes from the 1800s.
Sure.
And we got out of the car and we walked up, and I was fine until we got in the house. And then I had an overwhelming feeling of dread.
Mm-hmm.
And I started crying and I said, I can't, I want to go. I want to go. And my mom's like, "No way. Look at this house. We mm-hmm. have to go, you know, let's go." And she said, "Well, do you want to go upstairs and see the kitchen?" And I said, "No." And I ran out. I ran to the car and my dad had to sit out there and wait with me.
Yeah.
Because it just felt wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing really quantifiable. It's not like I wasn't the kid in Sixth Sense who could see
sure.
ghosts, but I can get,
yeah,
you know, bad feeling.
Have you ever had it where something like that, you had those feelings at that house and later on you found out that how they were justified, those feelings were justified?
That's a good question.
Like some confirmation to it?
Not that particular one. I can't think. The only, I don't know. My grandparents' house was creepy once you got to a certain point in the steps,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I guess in the back of my mind, I knew the story behind it. I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
It's an interesting question, an interesting one to think about, where it's like, oh, and you find out later, oh, yes, and seven people were murdered in here, but or the serial killer lived in the house or something like that. Because I wonder how many times that happens where people have those experiences, those feelings of dread, panic, and it's not just a panic attack. It's not just this or this. You are authentically feeling something. And there's a reason you're feeling it, but how often is it just dismissed, or you're too young to really dig into it any deeper? But the reason for it is just left unknown.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that probably happens quite often, I would guess. As you dug into this more and learned about being a channel and things of that nature, walk me through that process. How does one dive into that more? And is that something that like anybody could do, like any, or does it take, you need like a certain skill level to do it, or a certain level of sensitivity? Like not anyone can just go be a professional basketball player. Like there's a talent there. There's a skill there. There's an ability there. A lot of times I think the same is true with this sort of area where some of us have really great seeing, and that would allow you to do certain professions that require that and would also then exclude you from ones that disqualifies you from doing something like that. And being a channel, does someone naturally need to have that ability to begin with? Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
At North Carolina's Crystal Coast, you might have the same vacation plans. Hit the beach, find some good seafood, explore a little. But when there's actually room to roam and space to spread out, when there are endless ways to make each vacation yours, countless activities, a photo opportunity at every turn, when every breathtaking view belongs to you. It might be the same vacation plans, sure, but the feeling is much different. Visit crystalcoastnc.com/booking to book your next unforgettable getaway.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.